Elder Care Services is perhaps best known for cranking out and delivering some 1,400 Meals on Wheels every weekday. But the agency's development and communications person, Amber Tynan, says there are many more services.
Everything from in-home services, where we offer personal care and homemaking to homebound seniors, to adult daycare for those that cannot stay at home on their own during the workday while their caregivers or family members are at work, as well as our senior volunteer opportunities and information and referral.
It's a big job, made more complicated, Tynan says, by the fact Elder Care Services of the Big Bend now has fewer resources to support those efforts.
And that's causing us to maintain and carry a waiting list for the first time ever in many, many years of our history. So we're having to look to the community and look for other creative ways to offset what we are seeing in a reduction so that we can continue to serve at the capacity that we need to meet the demand.
So Elder Care President and CEO Mark Baldino says his board and that of the local Alzheimer's Project have come up with a somewhat revolutionary idea.
An initiative that we're trying to pilot here in North Florida that's going to focus on a more coordinated model of care for seniors.
Baldino says Governor Scott's budget contains some money that would support the concept. The regional state House and Senate delegation likes the idea, too. Even the city of Tallahassee is supportive because it would make use of a huge chunk of long vacant real estate.
It's the Albertsons property on North Monroe, and that's an area that they want to revitalize. And it's a beautiful facility from the standpoint of the size of the building.
Baldino says the building, remodeled into a two-story structure, could accommodate a huge kitchen on the ground level to take care of Meals on Wheels and even provide contract meals to places like the shelter. Upstairs would be the offices for any number of senior service providers. The whole idea, says Baldino, is to provide more cost-effective services. It would also expand home-based care that keeps seniors out of nursing homes, thereby saving even more money.
We know conservatively right now that we're keeping 300 to 400 people out of a nursing home through our programs by keeping them safe and secure in their home. So just take a conservative number of 200. You know, we're looking at $30,000 a person times 200. You're talking about $6 million.
Baldino says, bottom line, it's a very positive return on investment.
$10 million is what our ask is. In 2 years, we've paid that back plus some. And it's non-recurring. We're not asking for recurring money. We're asking for a one-time capital outlay so we can build a new building and create the infrastructure to be able to service the surrounding counties.
And should the plan to offer what would be coordinated care to the region's seniors come to pass, it would bring new life to a 58,000-square-foot building that has been a vacant eyesore for years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.